All right, this is John Slavin welcoming you here at the Brashear Arena in Brashear, Missouri for tonight's 7th and 8th grade matchup between the Brashear Lady Tigers and the Mary Immaculate Lady Hawks. We're about to get underway. I'm joined tonight by
Cody Snelling.
And so we're going to have a good broadcast of tonight's activity. We're announcing the starting lineups, and for Mary Immaculate, it's going to be Laura Clark, Chloe Wishman, Jessica Barlow, Annika Wiskirchen, or however you pronounce that, and Maria Benevento. For the Brashear team, it's going to be Stephanie Elsie, Abby McKim, Abigail Wheeler, Shelby Rogers, and Sydney Slavin. What do you see tonight, Cody? What do you see to be the keys for the game?
I really don't know, John.
Whoever scores the most points wins, right?
I'm a guessing.
One thing I can say for sure is one of the starters for the Lady Hawks will be Chloe Wishman. She comes from a good family of basketball players. Her older sister is a fine basketball player, and I know from the last game between these two teams that Chloe Wishman played a good game as well. So one thing that the Tigers are going to have to do is contain her. Clock's been set for 6 minutes, and we're ready to get underway. Barlow will be jumping against Slavin for the Tigers. And we're about ready to get underway. Slavin gets her hands on it, but the Hawks come up with it. It's going to be Wishman to begin with. The shot is up, bounces off the front of the rim. Shelby Rogers comes up with the rebound, hands it off to Elsie, and we're going back the other way. Hawks fall back on their defense. Elsie dribbles around the right side of the lane, dumps it off to Slavin on the right wing. She tries to get it in the lane to Rogers, but the Hawks come up with it. It's going to be Wishman with the ball. She comes across the timeline, sends it over the left side, left wing, back to left corner to Barlow. Dribble in the lane, there's going to be a foul, and I think it's going to be on Abigail Wheeler. That's her first foul, first team foul of the game. And it's going to be Chloe Wishman to the line for the Lady Hawks.
Wishman makes her next shot, free throw line. Abigail takes it out, gives it to Elsie. Hawks come back into the defense. Elsie's pressured. Throws the ball to Abigail, but overthrown, but Sydney comes up with it. Shelby drives in the lane, takes a shot. Misses. Sydney gets rebound, puts it back up, and it's good. Wishman drives all the way down. Gives it to number 44. Back to Wishman. Number 10. McKim gets the rebound, taking it back, gives it to Elsie. Elsie takes a shot but blocked. Shelby gets the rebound, takes it up, misses again. Wishman gets it, driving down all the way, pushes Wheeler down, out of bounds.
I don't hardly see how that wasn't a foul, but he didn't call it.
Elsie's dribbling down court. Gives to McKim in the lane. McKim takes a shot, but blocked. Wishman gets it. Fakes around Wheeler. Gives it to Barlow. Back to Wishman. To Clark. Barlow. Back to Clark. To Wishman. Wishman takes a shot, and it's good. 3-2. Merrimack up.
All right, Elsley's going to be bringing it back the other way. Walks it up, coming across the timeline, dribbles over the left-hand side. A little screen set there by McKinn. Sends it back to the left corner to Rogers. Her shot up off the glass is no good. Hawks with the rebound. Wishman's going to bring it back the other way. Tigers fall back on their defense. Wishman's going to be guarded by Abigail Wheeler. Wishman dumps it over to Clark. Clark back out to Whiskerson. Whiskerson to Benvenito, and when they're all knotted up with Stephanie Elsie with the jump ball situation, we're going to go back the other way. Haxton checking in the game for the Hawks. It's going to be the Tigers ball over on the far side. Elsie dumps it in to McKim, back to Elsie, and Elsie will bring it across the timeline. Dribbles over to the left-hand side to Wheeler across the lane, and she can't hang on to the pass and goes out of bounds. And with the turnover, it'll be the Hawks ball, and we're going the other way. Haxton will inbound it to a waiting Clark. Clark, guarded by Wheeler, comes across the timeline and loses the handle on it. And Wheeler tries to get it up ahead, but with the errant throw, it's going to be, they're going to call a foul. They're going to call it on Abby McKim. I think that was just a frustration foul, don't you?
Yep. Looked like a jump ball to me. Clark taking it down court. Shot goes up, but bounces out. Rogers comes up with the rebound, taking it down court. Pass to McKim, the shot blocked, and a foul.
Foul's going to be on Haxton. McKim is going to go to the line. 2:35 left in the first period. Lady Hawks lead 3-2. Let's see if McKim can't get us back to tied up. First shot is up and no good, but she'll get a second opportunity. That one falls. We're all knotted up with the tray. Inbound to Clark. Tigers fall back in their defense. Abby McKim falls down. Whiskerson takes it to the left side, back to Clark, back to Whiskerson on the left wing. She tries to get in the left side of the lane to Bless. And Rogers comes up with a steal, and they're going to call a foul. I think it's going to be on Whiskerson. Whiskerchin, however you say that. What do you think, Cody?
I think it's Whiskerchin. Elsie gets it. The pass to Rogers. Back to McKim. Cross court to Elsie, but intercepted by... She drives in, takes a shot, and it's good.
Chloe Wishman.
Here comes Elsie down court.
1:51 left in the first, 3-5.
Slavin gets the ball. Pass to Rogers. Rogers fakes and gets called a travel. Wishman passes it in. Three number Clark. Gives it to Whiskerchin. She drives. Back to Clark. Something will be called Brashear Ball. Rogers passes it in. Stephanie Elsie coming out in court. The screen by Rogers. Stephanie passes to Rogers. Rogers puts a shot up, but no good. Fighting for the rebound, but Hawks come up with it. Wishman coming down court. Pass outside. Wishman gets it. Trying to drive. Blanky comes up with it. Back to Kelm.
Macy Rogers is just all over Wishman. She's not going to let her go anywhere with the ball.
Shot goes up but misses it. McKim comes down court with it. Can't do anything with it. Passes to Rogers. Rogers drives in and gets called another travel. Hawks ball.
Can't score many points when you travel, can you?
Nope. And I'm the same way.
Sounds like the voice of experience talking. Yeah. All right, Clark. No, that's not Clark. That's Blanky. Sends it over the right-hand side. They get a pass into the lane. And Elsie had it for a second, and then it's knocked out of bounds as it's by Rogers on its way. Haxton's going to inbound it for the Hawks. Dumps it in to Clem. Shot's no good. Abby McKim comes up with it. She tries to go all the way, but loses the handle on it, and the Hawks are going to take it back the other way. Tigers with the rebound. Macy Rogers with the ball. She's going to try to take it all the way in, and she's going to be hammered by Chloe Wishman. Who else? I have a feeling those two are going to be going at it all night.
Oh, yeah.
Rogers will go to the line to shoot a couple. Rogers' first shot comes up short, bounces right back to her off the front of the rim. 3.2 seconds left in the first. Rogers' second shot is in and out. Hawks with the rebound. They're going to have to do it fast if they're going to do anything. And that's it for the first quarter. Hawks lead it 5-3. All right, here we go. At the beginning of the second period, Hawks lead it 5-3. It's going to be Hawks ball. And Blanky's going to inbound it for the Hawks to a waiting Wishman. Wishman brings it up across the timeline, guarded by Wheeler. Nice looking screen set by Blanky. Drive it into the lane, send it over to Wishman to the right side. Wishman sends it back up to Blanky at free throw line. Her shot is in and out, and Tigers' Abigail Wheeler comes up with the ball. She brings it up across the timeline, sends it over to Elsie. Back out to Wheeler, up top of the key, down to Slavin on the right side. Back out to Elsie. Slavin comes in, and they tries to get it. They try to get it to Slavin. Slavin couldn't quite hang on to it, and it ended up in Rogers' hand, Shelby Rogers, and she puts it up and makes good. She's fouled. So we're all tied up 5-5, and Shelby Rogers has the opportunity for the old-fashioned three-point play. Foul's going to be on 44, Maria Benvenuto. Rogers' shot is good. So with 5:25 left in the half, Tigers lead at 6-5. Chloe Wishman now with the ball for the Hawks. She comes up, guarded by Wheeler, comes across the timeline. Nice looking screen set by Blanky. Dribbles around, comes up on the right side of the lane to Clam. Her shot's no good. The Hawks with the rebound and the shot. And Blanky is good for the putback. 7-6, Hawks with the advantage. Elsie will bring the ball back the other way. Dribbles over to the left-hand side. Being the old lefty, she likes to go that left way. Gives it to Rogers. Rogers puts it up. No good. And Hawks come up with the rebound. It's going to be Clem. Wishman has the ball for the Hawks, and she brings it back the other way, guarded by Abigail Wheeler. She takes it to the lane, sends it over to the left-hand side, back to the left corner. Back at the Wishman, the left wing. Her high arcing shot is no good, but Hawks come up with the rebound. Tigers not doing a real good job of getting the rebounds here. But Elsie with the steal, and we're going to go back the other way. Elsie brings it across the timeline, sends it over to Love, ends up over to Abigail Wheeler on the right side of the lane. She looks to shoot, can't do anything with it, but gives it to Shelby Rogers. Back to Slavin. Her shot is up and short. Rogers gets a rebound. Her shot's no good, and the Hawks come up with the rebound. Wishman is going to want to take it close to coast to coast. Dumps it over the left side, the left block. She can't handle it. Sends back out wide. Shot's no good. And going to get knocked out of bounds by the Tigers. Timeout on the field. 3:48 left in the half, and the Hawks lead at 7-6. All right. After the timeout, on the field for the Tigers is going to be Macy Rogers, Sydney Slavin, Kristen Love, Shelby Rogers, and Stephanie Elsey. .348 left in the half. Hawks lead it 7-6. Benvenuto, Barlow, Whiskerson, Wishman, and somebody else on the field for the Hawks. I don't know who it is. They inbound it. Oh, it's nearly stolen by Rogers, but Wishman gets it, puts it in. Hawks with the advantage now, 9-6. Elsie sends it to Love, to Macy Rogers, the left side of blocks, and I think she walked with it. She went up in the air, but then didn't shoot. That doesn't work very well, does it, Cody?
Yeah.
Wishman at the top of the key sends it around, it passes into the lane to Whiskerson, but Macy Rogers comes up with a steal. Looks at taking it all the way, but thinks better of it, sends it to Shelby Rogers in the lane. She puts it on the floor, back to Love, and Love loses the ball, and Hawks him up with it, and they're going to take it the other way. Merritt with the ball, hands it off to Troy Wishman. Who else? Wishman dribbles along the right side of the lane. They leave it wide open to her, and she puts it up. Off the glass, no good. Tigers give it to Slavin. I guess Elsie gives it to Slavin. Slavin not used to bringing the ball down, gives it back to Elsie over to Love on the left side of the left wing. And Rogers' shot is up and no good. The Tigers retain possession of the ball. They get it into Slavin up the right elbow, back to Elsie. Back to Rogers up the free throw line, dribbles it into the lane. Her shot is up and no good. Hawks come up with a rebound. But Tigers come up with it somehow. It's behind the corner. Elsie with it, sends it over to Kristen Love, and her shot is way off the mark. But Macy Rogers comes up with it, and with the shot, she's fouled. I think they're going to say it was on the floor. I'm not sure who that was on. Whiskerson looks like who they're going to call it on. Rogers will inbound it for the Tigers. She tries to get it into Slavin, but she throws it way over her hands, and Hawks come up with it. And they're going to take it all the way, except the shot's no good, and Elsie ends up with it, and she's going to take it the other way. And she makes good. 1:56 left in the half. Hawks lead at 9-8. Wishman brings it around the horn on the right side, guarded by Love. Looks to drive the baseline, but thinks better of it, sends it to Benvenuto. And Tigers nearly had the steal. And they try to go for the jump ball, and they're going to call the foul. The foul is going to be on. Is it going to be Elsie?
No, it's going to be 23 Macy Rogers. Never mind. It was on Elsie.
We'll forgive you this time.
All right, Wishman comes down, drives in. Passes it off, but gets it back. Macy gets the steal, trying to come down all the way, and will she do it? Foul called.
Yeah.
A foul called on McKim with the push.
I think it may have been on Macy Rogers.
Oh, they did. I'm wrong once again.
She was streaming down the court, using an awful lot of elbow at the time.
Rogers will guard Wishman. Wishman passes it off. Out of bounds, orange ball. Elsie Will pass into Rogers. Rogers takes it down court. Gives it back to Elsie. Elsie gives it to Rogers. Rogers drives in. Shot, no good. She gets her own rebound, puts it back up, and it's good this time. Wishman takes it out. Passes it off and gets it back. Here she comes, does a couple of fake moves. Gives it to Clark. Back to Wishman. She puts up a two, but blocked by Rogers. Here comes Rogers down court with it. Takes a shot. No good.
Macy's going to have to be careful and not try to do too much here.
Here comes Macy again down court. Gives it to Rogers. Rogers drives in. Passes to McKim. Kim can't hang on to it, but still keeps it alive. Back to Rogers. To McKim. Shot no good before the buzzer in. It's 10-9. Tigers lead it. Here's halftime.
So what do you see the keys in the second half of play there, Cody?
Well, Tigers really got to keep Wishman off the ball, which they're doing a fine job of it.
As long as they keep Macy Rogers right on her all the time, I think Macy's athletic enough to neutralize her, but they're going to have to continue with that.
Yep.
All right, the clock's been reset for 10 minutes. We'll be back in a few for the second half of play in tonight's exciting matchup between the Brashear Lady Tigers and the Mary Immaculate Lady Hawks. All right, we're just about ready to get underway for the third period played in tonight's matchup between the Brashear Lady Tigers and the Mary Immaculate Lady Hawks. Tigers lead it 10-9. We're going to start out with being Tigers ball. Abigail Wheeler will inbound it on the far side to awaiting Stephanie Elsie. Hawks fall back in their standard defense. Elsie walks it across the timeline atop the key, dribbles around to the right side for once, gets it into Shelby Rogers, the right blocks, her shot's no good. And they're going to call a foul on... Who's it on?
Abigail Wheeler.
Clark's going to bring the ball back the other way for the Hawks. Sends it over to the right wing. And they're going to call a foul on Elsie?
Yeah, I think so.
So it'll be Hawks ball. That's her second personal foul. Two team fouls on the Tigers already. Get it into Clark. Back out to Barlow. Get it in the right side of the lane to Benvenuto. Benvenuto loses the handle on it, goes into the hands of Elsie. Elsie brings it back the other way, dribbles around the right side of the lane, gets it up to Shelby Rogers. Her shot is partially blocked, but Slavin with the rebound, and they're going to call it as they're all knotted up. And it'll go back to Hawks possession. Wishman into Clark. Clark will bring it back the other way. She's going to be, sends it over the right-hand lane. Back out to Clark, top of the key, back to Wishman. Wishman dribbles around the top of the key alongside the left side of the lane. And her shot is no good, but Hawks with the rebound. And the putback. And they're going to call a foul on Abigail Wheeler. Macy Rogers in the game. She's checking in for Abby McKim. Madam Excitement. I predict that she'll be guarding Chloe Wishman. What do you think, Cody?
I believe you're right.
Inbounded to the left side of the lane. In the hands of Wishman. A little spin move in and out. Slavin with the rebound. And I think they're going to call an over-the-back call on Wickerson. Whisker Chin. I'll never get that name right. That's a third foul on her. Ferguson checking in for the Tigers. And I'm not sure who came out.
I believe it was Haxton, number 32.
No, but who did Ferguson replace? Macy Rogers dribbles the left side of the lane, sends it back out to Elsie. Her shot's partially blocked. And they're going to call a jump ball. Macy Rogers was right there with Benevento. Slavin will inbound it for the Tigers. Sends it back to Rogers. Rogers shot up the glass. It's no good, but she gets her own rebound. That shot's no good. And Elsie comes up with it. Her shot from way outside is good, but it's only for two. Tigers now with the advantage 12-9. Wishman brings the ball back, guarded by Ferguson. Ferguson, seeing her first action, runs into the screen. Wishman dribbles it all the way around, sends it back out the left block and to Haxton, and Haxton walks with it. So it'll be Tigers ball with 4:16 left in the third. Tigers leading 12-9. Slavin inbounds it to Elsie, and Elsie is going to walk it back the other way. Hawks fall back in their standard defense. What would you say that is? Is that a zone defense?
I believe it is.
Elsie shoots just inside the arc. Her shot's no good. Shelby Rogers with the rebound. Her shot's no good. Slavin with the rebound. That shot's no good. Hawks with the rebound. We're going the other way. And it was Haxton who committed the turnover again. And so it'll be the Tigers' ball. She couldn't figure out where to go with it, and she ended up kind of stepping. Stepping with the ball not on the floor is always a mistake, don't you think, Cody? They send
yes,
it over
it
to Ferguson, and Ferguson can't handle the pass from Elsie, and it goes out of bounds right in front of the Tiger bench. 3:49 left in the third. Tigers lead it 12-9. They get the ball into Haxton. Haxton takes it across the timeline, nearly loses the handle on it, gets it back to Wishman. Wishman knows what to do with it. She drives it in the lane. Her shot's no good, but she gets her own rebound. What's the old saying?
Yeah,
follow the shot. Gets the rebound and gets the put back. And so now we're just leading by one, 12-11, 3:27 left in the third. Rogers will bring the ball back the other way for the Tigers. Rogers at the top of the key, bounce pass to Ferguson. Ferguson back out to Rogers. Rogers at the free throw lane over to Elsie at the left wing. Back to Rogers. Rogers shoot from the left side, no good. And Hawks with the rebound. They're going to call a jump ball, but it's going to stay with the Hawks. Haxton's going to inbound it. A little pressure being put on here by the Tigers. We'll see if we can do something with it. Coach doesn't like the looks of that and calls the timeout, I guess, to tell the kids tell the girls how to deal with that pressure defense.
Timeout now should be over. Tigers take the floor with a full court press. And here come the Hawks. Blanky will pass it in. Ferguson knocks it out of bounds. Blanky will pass it back in again. And Stephanie Elsie gets a hand on it and gets the steal. Back up to Sydney. Sydney takes a shot, but don't hit nothing. Stephanie tries to keep it back in, but don't get enough on it. Hawks ball. Blinky will once again take it out. She passes into Barlow. Back to Blinky. She dribbles all the way down to the three-point line. Good screen. Blakey comes down, can't do anything with it. The pass over to Blinky, and she takes a shot and makes it. 13-12, Hawks up. Stephanie Ozzie takes it down court. Rogers sets the screen for the pass over. Rogers again. She takes a shot. Misses it. Hawks get the rebound. But they don't give up. They grab hold of it. Called for a jump ball. Tigers ball. Rogers will take it out. Marique will come in for number Paxton for the Hawks. Rogers passes it to Shelby. Shelby's shot is good and a foul. Rogers will line up for one. She gets the ball, gets set, shots up, and it's good. Blanky will take it out with Rogers pressing. The pass over to number Marie, number 12. She takes it all the way down. Overthrown pass. Tigers ball.
Just seems like the Tigers are starting to pick up the tempo just a little bit, playing with a little bit more enthusiasm. Would you say, Cody?
Oh, yeah. Stephanie takes it down court. The screen by Rogers, which is no good. She gets it. Drives in as far as she can go. Goes up for a shot and gets fouled. Foul will be on number 34. Clem for the Hawks. Rogers will shoot too. She gets that. First shot's up. Just a little hard. Her second shot is... just didn't have enough on that one. Hawks get rebound. Go out to Clem. Rogers gets the steal but puts it up but misses it. They're fighting over the ball. None of them can get a hold of it. But McKim gets it, passes over to Rogers. Rogers takes it up, and it's good. What a play that was. 1:45 left in this third quarter. 17-13. Tigers lead it. Blanky gets the ball. The pressure by the Tigers defense is just too good for these Hawks. As they lose control of it and goes out of bounds. Rogers will take it out. Gives it to LZ. LZ will dribble down court. The pass over to Rogers. Rogers fakes a shot. Passes back out to Stephanie. Stephanie shots no good. Slavin gets the rebound. Puts it up and it's good.
Slavin had good position that time on the other side of the basket and was right there ready for the rebound.
She was perfectly, she had everything boxed out. Meanwhile, Blanky takes all the way down court, shoots it, and makes it. It came passing to Elzy. Elzy takes the ball down fast. 55 seconds left here in the third quarter. Just about gets called for travel, didn't happen. Mesa takes it down, gets a jump ball.
That's unusual that Macy Rogers will lose it on a jump ball.
Oh, yeah. Not something you see every game. Blanky gets the ball. Rogers gets a steal, takes it down court, goes for the layup, and she's fouled.
It's going to be on, is it on Merrick? 12?
Yes, it is.
14 fouls on the Hawks, 3 on the Tigers. That's the first on Merrick.
Rogers gets the ball. Gets set. First shot's up, and it's no good.
A little unusual. Macy's usually pretty consistent on the free throws, and she's missed. What is this, the third in a row that she's missed?
I believe so. She gets set and tried again. She can't wall that one in either. Mary here will take it down court. I think she had to travel there, but she passes over to Blanky. Blanky takes it out, and a foul called on Rogers with a hold.
Is that her second? Yes.
March will come in for Elsie for the Tigers. Number 24 will take it up, gets the shot. No good. Tigers get rebound. Slavin takes. Gives it to Sandy March, number 12. Passes off to Sydney Slavin. Sydney hits Shelby, but pass is intercepted. Blakey gets the rebound. Shelby back intercepted. We'll try to take it in, and it's good. Right before the buzzer ends here in the third quarter.
How about that?
21-15. Tigers lead it. We'll start the fourth quarter here just after a bit.
Wishman ready to check back in for the Hawks, so we'll see what the Tigers can do with that in the fourth quarter.
And there's the buzzer. Fourth quarter will now start.
What do we got on the floor there, Cody?
I think we've got March, Stewart, Rogers, McKim, and Rogers again.
We got Smith in there, don't we?
Yeah. Ain't that what it said? 24 will get the steal. She puts it up, and no good. Gets the rebound, puts it back up. No good again. They're fighting over it. But Wishman comes up with it, passes out to Blanky. Blanky gives it over to Mary. She drives in, takes a shot, but can't get it. Rogers gets the rebound. She's not going to let this Hawks defense get in the way. Passes to Shelby, but Shelby just lost track of it.
Violated rule one. They got to be looking at you.
Yep. Blanky will take it out, gives it to Wishman. She dribbles, does some fake moves, passes over to Mary. Back out to the left side. Wishman gets a hold of it again after the tip by Smith. Barlow gets the ball, passes to number 20, Blitz, and out of bounds, Tigers ball. March will take it out. Gives it to Rogers. Well, she's going to try to take it all the way back in. Gives it to Smith. Smith fakes a shot and is fouled with the push.
Foul's going to be on Merrick. I think that may be her second.
Clark is checking in for Merrick. McKim will take it out. The pass to Rogers. Rogers takes a shot. Can't get enough on it. Wishman comes down all the way with it. Puts it up for a layup and it's good. 17-21 Tigers. Marsh takes it out. Gives it to McKim. McKim is fouled. By number 20.
It's going to be on Barlow.
Right, with the push. Tigers have a timeout. 30 seconds.
Slavin checking back in the game for the Tigers. .441 left in this game. Tigers still lead it 21-17. 14 fouls on the Tigers, 6 on the Lady Hawks. So now with some fouls, we're going to be shooting some. On the floor for the Tigers, you have the Slavin, Elsie, the Rogers sisters, and Abby McKim. Slavin will inbound it for the Tigers into the waiting hands of Stephanie Elsie, who will walk it across the timeline. Pass over to McKim on the left elbow. McKim tries to get it into Rogers in the lane. No good. And Wishman, believe it or not, comes up with it. Takes it along the left side of the lane, and it's no good. And they're going to call a foul. And I think it's going to be on Macy Rogers. That's her third. So is that Barlow at the line? Barlow?
Yes, it is.
Her first shot's good. 21-18 now with 4:24 left in the game. Got to stop Wishman if they want to win this game. Those cheap shots just don't work. Rogers with the rebound on the second shot. Oh, she nearly walks with it. She did. She carried it. She can't believe it, but we saw it. Wishman guarded by Rogers. They get it into Wishman. She's going to take along the right side of the lane. Tries to dump it into the lane. And they're going to call
on McKim.
Glad you can see that, because I couldn't see him back there. It's going to be a second on McKim. Wheeler's checking in the game for McKim. So the Tigers have most of their starters back in the action now. Hawks get it in. They're going to call a foul, I think, on Elsie. Send it in to Bless. We're 1-1 now. That's the third foul on Elsie. Timeout on the field, and so we'll shoot the one-on-one here in just a minute. 21-18, Tigers with the advantage. Hawks are creeping back into this thing. Tigers need to do what, you think, Cody, to pull this one out?
Guard Wishman and Clark. And Coach Martin's really talking to them Tigers. I bet they're trying to double-team Wishman here. And the buzzer just about ready to ring here. Any more fouls, we'll start shooting free throws. And here we get back underway. The same people that went out or back in?
I think it is 1-on-1 now.
It was on the floor, I believe. Oh, never mind. You're right.
So we have 7 fouls, so they shoot after 6, so it'll be 1-on-1 now. First shot is no good. Shelby Rogers with the rebound, dumps it off to Macy Rogers, brings it along the right side of the court, drives along the baseline, dumps it into Slavin. Slavin can't hang on to it, goes on the floor, but it comes up in the hands of Elsie, and it's knocked out of bounds by Barlow, so it'll stay with the Tigers. 3:58 left in the game. Rogers will inbound it just inside the bench, and they can't hang on to it. Hawks come up with the ball, and we're going the other way. Blanky brings it across the timeline, guarded by Rogers. Takes it along the left wing, shoots from just inside the arc, no good. Slavin had it for a second, went out of bounds. So it'll be the Hawks ball. Blanky will inbound it for the Hawks. Get it to Wishman, believe it or not. Wishman back out to Clark. Back to Blanky on the right side. She doesn't know what to do with it to send it back out to Clark. Over to Blanky. Blanky's going to shoot at the left elbow. Ball's in and out. And it's going to go out of bounds, but it'll stay with the Hawks. She was ready to shoot, but Macy Rogers got her hands on it. Hawks inbound it to Wishman, whose shot is no good. Hawks with the rebound, though. And Macy Rogers, believe it or not, comes up with it, and she's going to take it coast to coast. Just before she got there, she's fouled by Clark. She was headed in that direction, though. No, the foul's on Wishman. And I think they're going to say it's a spot foul, so it'll be one-on-one. Isn't that what they called it?
Yeah. Let's see if Rogers can hit any of her free throws here. I think Sydney knocked it out of bounds, but the refs say White did.
We'll take it, but I think you're right. Let's see if Shelby gets it in to Macy. Her shot's no good. And Shelby gets the rebound, the put back. Tigers up now 23-18, 3 minutes left in the game. Wishman guarded by Wheeler, comes across the timeline, drives along the left side, kicks it back out to number 13, sends it top of the key, and Elsie nearly with the steal. Somehow they get it in to, I guess that was Wishman. She's able to get it in for two, 23-20. Rogers with the ball, brings it across the timeline. Sends it back to Shelby Rogers. He little move there, gets over to Elsie, the left elbow. Her shot's no good, and it's kicked out of bounds inadvertently by 24 Barlow, so it'll stay with the Tigers. 2:24 left in the game. Slavin's going to inbound it for the Tigers. Oh, they tried to get it in to the big girl, and Wishman smelled that out. She's going to take it coast to coast. Gosh darn it. No good, though, but she gets her own rebound. Gets the shot and the foul.
Hawks have a chance to tie it up here.
You see the way she smelled that out whenever they tried to, when Slavin tried to get it in to the tall girl?
I think she knew they were going to pass it to her.
Ferguson in for Wheeler. Taylor in for Rogers. Bushman's shot is good. So we're all tied up at 23. 2 minutes, 13 seconds left in the game. On the floor after this timeout, we're going to have Taylor, the Rogers sisters, Ferguson, and I think that's Elsie. Isn't that Elsie over there on the other side of Morgan Taylor?
Yes, it is.
It's going to be Tigers' ball. Let's see if they can handle the inbound here. Goes out of bounds. They're going to say it's off the Tigers, I think. Isn't that what they're calling, Cody? I can't see around the corner.
Well, there's a foul. But Macy drove in, and it went off her foot out of bounds. The Tigers' ball. Macy gets it. Driving down court. Clark with very good defense and Wishman. The pass to Stephanie Elsie. Ferguson gets it, shoots. No good. Elsie gets it. The pass to Rogers. Rogers takes up a shot. No good. Sydney. Rogers gets a shot, but travels along the way.
You could see that and hoping they weren't going to call it.
Nope. Rogers with the steal, but just about loses it.
Ooh. They're going to call a foul on Clark. Rogers was on her knees trying to get rid of the ball. And when Rogers will get to go to the line for the one-on-one, well, we'll see if she can sink him here. 1:43 left in the game. We're all knotted up at 23.
Even though she's not doing very good at her free throws, I hope she hits one here. And she does. She'll get her second one now. A minute 43 left in the fourth quarter. And she hits her second one, 25-23. Haxton takes it out. Gives it to Richmond. Richmond drives down court. She takes a shot. Can't get it in. Rogers with the steal. She's going down court all the way and will stop at the left elbow. And Wishman's put some tight defense on Rogers.
She's called with a foul, though. That'll be three on her.
Rogers will have another one-on-one chance here. Got a couple substitutions for the Hawks. Rogers' first shot will be good. 26-23 left. Rogers gets a second shot. And the second one's good. 27-23 here in the fourth with a minute 20 left. Haxton passes into Wishman. Wishman does some faking. Dribble down. Pass over to Blanky. Blanky just about loses it. Elsie comes up with a steal. Gives it to Rogers. Elsie trying to come down court. Passes it to Smith. Gives it to Rogers. But Blanky comes up with the steal. Gives it to Wishman. Wishman comes in for a shot and no good. Hawks ball with out of bounds left. 45 seconds left. 27-23. Tigers lead. We've got a Hawks timeout. It'll be a full one.
Tigers have the advantage of a four-point lead, so it's a two-possession game here. 45 seconds left in the game. 27-23. 18 fouls on the Tigers. 9 on the Hawks. So with the next foul, we'll be shooting two no matter what. Slavin checking back in the game for the Tigers. Not sure who she replaced.
Haxton will pass it in for the Hawks. Gives it to Wishman. Wishman back out to Blanky. Blanky. Oh, 3 seconds Hawks get called for a 3 second in the lane. Slavin will pass it out to the Tigers here with 41 seconds left. Pass over to Rogers, but Wishman with some tight defense. Rogers drills down court. Screen set by Elsie. Rogers gets pushed, I guess.
I think they're going to call the foul on Barlow. It may be Slavin going to the line. Are they also calling a technical?
Yes, it was. Slam the ball with a technical foul.
I think that they'd shoot the technical first, won't they? Yeah, they're going to bring everybody back. I would guess that they might have Macy Rogers shoot that.
I guess not. They're going to have Elsie shoot it. She gets the ball, shoots it. No good.
Now we'll go back to shooting the foul shot. Slavin will go to the line.
30 seconds left. 27-23. Still Tigers lead it.
Well, Sydney says she's good at shooting free throws in practice. We'll see what she can do in the game.
Her first shot's up. That's no good. Well, Rogers is ready to rebound, but she still gets two shots. Slavin with her second shot comes up short. Gets her own rebound. The pass out to Macy. Back to Smith. Smith just about loses it. Elsie gets it. The pass over to Rogers. Wishman hits it out. I mean, my bad. Blanky hits it out. 16 seconds left. Rogers will pass it in. Gives it to Slavin. Slavin back to Rogers, but intercepted. Rogers gets called for a holding foul. Hawks will come down and shoot some free throws. That'd be number four on Rogers. 12.6 seconds left. 27-23 Tigers. One-on-one for Barlow, but she misses it. Elsie gets the rebound. Mason's coming down court. Gives it to Smith, but overthrown. 7.7 seconds left.
Macy gets in a hurry sometimes, and it costs her.
And Slavin comes up with the steal. The pass over to Rogers. Rogers puts it up, but misses. She gets her on a rebound. Puts it back up. Misses again. And is pushed.
I think they're going to say she's traveled.
Yep.
0.3 seconds left. I believe we pretty well got this one wrapped up. What do you think, Cody?
I believe it's over. Tigers have got the victory. So Rogers gets the steal, and it's over. Tigers won it.
27-23. Thanks for joining us. This is John Slavin, joined by
Cody Snelling.
This is a copyrighted broadcast of the Brashear R2 School District.